Hi, I'm Mike Wendy here at PFF. I'm with Baron Soka, director of PFF's Center for Internet Freedom. He's working on an important bill that he thinks will have quite an effect on the internet going forward. It deals with the FTC and some new power it's looking for. Baron, can you give us a little idea what that's about?
Sure. The bill is really the sleeper issue of technology policy. It's called the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2009. If you've heard of it at all, it's because it would dramatically reshape financial regulation, things like credit cards. It would also establish the Consumer Financial Protection Authority. But most people don't realize that one section of this very long bill would also completely change the way that the Federal Trade Commission regulates not just the rest of the economy, but the internet as well. The Federal Trade Commission, of course, is the general regulator for our economy. It regulates just about everything except for things regulated by the FCC and things like banks. And this bill would change the way the FTC works. It would give it the ability to issue rules much more easily and quickly than it does today, which is the main argument that's been made for it on the FTC provisions. But it would do that really by removing some very important safeguards that Congress put in place back in the 1970s when the FTC had so abused its uniquely vast authority over our economy that even the Washington Post decried the agency as the national nanny. So it would remove those congressional notification requirements that give Congress the opportunity to veto whenever the FTC really goes too far out. Would also involve there being much less input, much less transparency into the process of making rules at the FTC. And the FTC's requirements for regulating would become much more lower. They would no longer have to prove substantial evidence. The practices that they regulate would no longer have to be prevalent. And this is important because the FTC, for the most part, really operates on a case-by-case basis. They're really an enforcement agency rather than a preemptive rulemaker. And the reason for that is that they are, the general ombudsman, if you will, with oversight over the entire economy. And their charge since 1914 has been to punish unfair and deceptive trade practices. And those standards are so vague and really hard to apply in practice that it's really been very important that the FTC has been subject to these safeguards. But again, the bill would give the FTC the power to issue rules much more easily, which is a very scary thing for the internet. The FTC, as many people may know, has been very active on trying to regulate more aggressively on things like privacy, but also on things like blogging. The FTC last year issued guidelines that require disclosures for any endorsement that a blogger might get. A blog OLA is what it's called. So that's an area where the FTC has been very active. But the bill would, in addition to giving them that increased rulemaking authority, would also allow them to impose civil penalties on companies even before getting any sort of a notice that the FTC might think that something they were doing was unfair or deceptive. That's a huge problem because it means that companies, especially small entrepreneurial internet companies, could face literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, or even tens of millions of dollars in fines because that penalty could be $16,000 per day or violation. So that the threat of that penalty hanging over the heads of the internet really changes the way that internet companies could operate. It also lets the FTC go out and sue on its own. And it lets the FTC go after companies that don't violate the law, but just substantially assist other companies that do. And that's a real problem, given that the internet is a complex ecosystem where lots of companies are involved with other companies and don't necessarily know exactly who's doing what with what data and can't necessarily be held responsible for what everyone else is doing. And the bill makes an attempt to recognize that reality on the internet, but it leaves a lot of questions really unanswered.
I don't get it. Is something broken right now? Why?
Well, the FTC says it's too hard to make rules, and that's by design. Again, it reflects the fact that the FTC really was out of control in the 1970s. So removing transparency is not really the best way to do that. If the concern is that the FTC doesn't have the resources mm-hmm. to enforce its existing authority effectively, we could have a conversation about giving the FTC more funding to be more aggressive in protecting consumers and maybe hiring more technologists so they could work better on the internet. That could be a good thing. But instead, we seem to be defaulting to how do we give the agency more power And how do we make its job easier? And that's not really a great way to handle regulation.
This seems to be a common theme here in Washington, D.C. Give another agency some more power. Where does it stop, right?
These are questions that somebody should ask and really be very concerned about. Changing the rules of the game across the board is going to have consequences that none of us can really anticipate today. And at the very least, Congress should be very, very careful about doing this. And unfortunately, this bill has really been just rammed through. There was no discussion in the House, and there's been really just one hearing in the Senate, and no one's talked about what this really means for the internet, that there's really no reason that this reinvention of the FTC needs to be just tacked onto a financial bill. There's no rush. We could take the time to think this through and have a careful conversation about this and let the Consumer Financial Protection Act sections of the bill, which is 99% of the bill, go through on its own.
Barron, thank you so much for this very useful information. Obviously, we have a concern that we need to keep an eye on. And if any of you would like more information, feel free to give either Barron or myself, Mike Wendy, a call here at PFF. Have a good day.